What came out of that meeting?
Well, Linda, first of all, I'd like to thank the government officials for meeting us. And the meeting, you know, went fairly well. It was very informative. But again, did we have any results? No. Still, basically, left a lot of questions remaining to be answered. And you know, but it's obvious there that it seems like we as employers are being used as pawns on the proverbial chessboard here when it comes to the dealings between Nalcor and Astaldi. Obviously, there's information here that we're not privy of as to the battle that's going on between Nalcor and Astaldi. And, you know, some tidbits of information is that, you know, the unionized employees, they were paid at a money that was owed to Astaldi, progress payments, and that's how that their wages and that were settled. And but apparently we're being held as staff employees to monies to be tried to recoup from the bonds from the security companies. And I think that's a battle that Astaldi is not willing to get into, because if they do that, obviously there's other repercussions. And so we as employers are being caught in this battle, and we don't appreciate, you know, being pawns in the chessboard and having to spend their own money and their own time and resources for a very simple solution that we believe that Nalcor should be able to pay us their money's owing. And we just don't want to be involved in this process any further. Just pay us out. And if there's political games and you know, litigations ongoing with these two companies, we should not be the ones to sacrifice for that.
So has there been any indication on how this is going to finally be resolved for you, when you're going to get your paychecks?
No, nothing. We asked for timelines and dates, and nothing was agreed. And basically, you know, the minister said that they will be working with Nalcor to further and to see, you know, what can be done, and that they're working with the bonding agencies or whatever. But that's no resolution for us. I mean, that just now it puts more questions in our mind as to what's happening here. And you know, we've had very little communications with Astaldi themselves, and you know, we're wondering why they're being so quiet on all this. And again, I guess it has a lot to do with the legal aspects of what's curtailing here between Astaldi and Nalcor.
So why is the process so different for this group of workers as opposed to the unionized staff?
That's the exact question I would like to have an answer to, because as far as we're concerned, you know, we as employees should have been, you know, our payout should have been done when we left site at the same time as well, and the same process, you know. So we're not asking for much. We're asking for the monies that we're owed, right, and to be paid out, and that information is available. Astaldi has that information. Their payroll company, ADP, has that information. And it's just a matter of having the funds available and giving the approvals to let that money be paid out. But if we got to wait for a bonding agent to release this money, that's not going to happen anytime soon, simply because if that happens, then Astaldi would have to in my opinion, declare bankruptcy. And I don't think they're at that point in stage to do that at the moment. And that's where we are now. We're being held as pawns in this chess game between Nalcor and Astaldi. They have two different aspects here. Nalcor wants one outcome and Astaldi wants the other. And we're caught in the middle.
Ed Knox, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you, Linda.